You know what a thyroid gland does, John?
It controls something.
Yeah, it's really kind of gross looking. You want to see a
it's
picture?
It's not gross looking. It's an artist's rendition.
Does it control your metabolism?
A gland makes and stores hormones that help regulate the heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature, and the rate at which food is converted into energy. Thyroid hormones are essential for the function of every cell in the body. They help regulate growth and the rate of chemical reactions, or known as metabolism, in the body. They also help children grow and develop.
That's a pretty important thing.
Obvious. So when you see these, you know, freakishly tall kids, that they have a thyroid problem or something.
That's like the pituitary.
Pituitary, yeah. That's mm-hmm. right.
But it's all tied together.
Thyroid gland is located in the, I didn't know where it was, the lower part of the neck.
Located in your body.
Below the Adam's apple, wrapped around the trachea or windpipe.
Conveniently located.
And it has the shape of a butterfly. The reason that we're telling you all this, because first of all, you ought to know it. But secondly, there was an article that was written in the New York Times, when to treat a sluggish thyroid. And it was, I can't pronounce her name. Her last name is Chen. Okay. Her last name is Chen.
Chen.
This article was written on March 13th, which was a Friday, the 13th. In any event, the issue of hypothyroidism, where the thyroid is not producing enough. John just fell into his chair. The symptoms are a laundry list of vague, common, and easily overlooked complaints, tiredness, weight gain, ice-cold hands, thinning hair, constipation, depression, and forgetfulness, to name a few. But for more than 10 million Americans, more often women than men.
Yeah, also, there's dry skin, brittle nails, and heavy or irregular menstrual periods.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Tracy.
You're welcome. Those are important things.
Sure.
It is a sign that it could be hypothyroidism, in which an underactive thyroid gland fails to crank on enough hormones.
And you're probably thinking, who cares? What can that possibly do?
Well, we just talked about what it could do. Okay. All the things that I defined, or this article defined, mm-hmm. as the functions of the thyroid gland, if it's not working properly, then it affects your heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature, the rate at which you convert food into energy, and your metabolism and the rate of growth and stuff like that.
Do you know when they start testing people for hypothyroidism?
No.
At birth.
Wow.
They do. In America, all babies born now are tested at birth for hypothyroidism, because if they don't catch it and treat it immediately within the first few months, it can lead to all kinds of developmental problems, including mental retardation.
Well, this is clearly something that needs to be addressed. Now, I know of a lot of people who have both under and overactive thyroid, and they have medication that can regulate it. But the really interesting part is that it's purely an art in getting the dosage
balanced.
Yeah. Because too much or too little medication can have negative effects.
I have a friend who takes a certain milligram dosage during the week, Monday through Friday, and then takes a lower dosage on the weekend, and that's how her doctor has managed to balance out her thyroid problem.
Okay. Misapplication or inadvertently over-treating people with too much medication could have problems with irregular heartbeats. Over replacement can also weaken bones with older patients, and postmenopausal women are a particular risk. And undertreatment has problems, particularly problematic in pregnant women, because an inadequate thyroid hormone supply raises the risk of miscarriage and premature birth and may harm brain development in the fetus. There is strong consensus that many pregnant women have hypothyroidism. With hypothyroidism, need an increase in their dose of thyroid medication. But that hazard has touched off a debate over whether a woman who is newly pregnant or contemplating pregnancy should be screened and treated for thyroid abnormalities.
Well, it's a blood test, so it's a fairly simple screening process.
Right, but then the issue also comes in when you're marginally having hypothyroidism, and whether or not to treat that. And one of the things that they found, are we that close to, we're almost out of time. All right, folks, this was really a very compelling article and topic, and we probably need to bring it back. In any event, it was March 13th, When to Treat a Sluggish Thyroid, New York Times, and there's some other great articles on the web. And we will see you next week on the radio. Have a good week.
Please subscribe, recommend, and visit our website, healthyagingshow.com. Thanks for joining us at the Healthy Aging Show.